Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulance. A missing man was found safe Saturday. 71-year-old Ray Pulvermacher of Muscadet was reported missing to the Avoca Police Department Saturday afternoon around 1:30. Pulvermacher, who suffers from dementia, had traveled to Avoca with other members of his group home for the annual St. Patrick's Day parade, but walked away from the group. Workers from the group home searched for about an hour unsuccessfully. Avoca Police, along with deputies from the Iowa County Sheriff's Department and Highland Police, initiated a search for him. At 2, help was requested from the Avoca Fire Department, Avoca EMS, and Iowa County K-9 Phoenix. A command post set up at the Avoca Fire Station and a unified command structure was established. Responders checked roadways and railroad track areas, including a residence where the subject may have spent time in the past, but were unable to locate him. Additional resources were requested from Iowa County Emergency Management, Highland Fire Department, Highland EMS, the Iowa County Drone Team, Iowa County Tech Rescue Team, and the Wisconsin DNR. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department Communications Center sent out a message on Facebook regarding the missing man and gave out his description. A silver alert was activated through the Wisconsin Department of Justice a short time later. K-9 Phoenix discovered a track for the subject through a part of the village. Responders were broken into search groups and a grid search of the village was conducted on foot. Drones deployed and worked with the groups but did not locate Pulvermacher. At approximately 3:40, a call for assistance was placed to the Wisconsin Drone Network and to a K-9 search organization known as SOS. Officials believe the man may have entered a wooded hillside south of the village. The search was expanded to include the wooded area and the rural areas surrounding the village and around Avoca Lake. At 5:38, a citizen notified Avoca Police that a subject matching the description of Ray Pulvermacher was seen southeast of the village exiting a wooded area. The citizen offered him a ride and transported him to the Avoca Fire Department. Subject was the missing 71-year-old Ray Pulvermacher of Muscadet. Pulvermacher was uninjured and reunited with his caretakers. Avoca Police Chief Chad Knabel said 10 emergency agencies and over 50 responders assisted in the incident, which lasted almost 5.5 hours. If you thought the sky looked a funny color on Saturday, you can thank Texas. The National Weather Service says the storm system that brought rain and high winds to the state on Friday also brought a batch of dust kicked up from high winds in Texas. The effect is much like the hazy air we've seen the past few years from Canadian wildfires. The dust did raise air quality alerts, but was gone by Sunday. In addition, high winds caused storm damage to several structures and homes in southern Wisconsin Friday night into Saturday morning. DPI has unveiled a site to track federal funding impacts. The page provides real-time updates, critical information, and resources related to federal funding for public schools and libraries across Wisconsin. Available tools also include real-time updates on current funding cuts at the federal level and an interactive map to view data specific to your school district. Resources also include personalized flyers that highlight the effects of federal funding for each district. More information is available on DPI's website. Wisconsin food pantries and farmers want the USDA to restore programs to help buy local produce. The agency announced last week it was ending the local food purchase assistance and the local food for schools programs. That's part of cuts initiated by billionaire Elon Musk and President Trump. Over 280 farms and 250 food pantries in Wisconsin took part in the LFPA program in 2023 and 2024, with $4.2 million in food distributed to food pantries. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction got $3.4 million for the school fund program. USDA officials say the programs were meant only as pandemic support and no longer serve the agency. Sean Duffy wants a review of green transportation infrastructure. The U.S. Department of Transportation Secretary and former Republican congressman from Wisconsin has already frozen funding for a program that pays for installation of new electric vehicle charging stations around the state, and more may be on the way. same memo that paused the EV charging grant program also includes a stop action on all Biden-era discretionary grants to build bike lanes and other green infrastructure so the agency can review projects for possible removal. The memo cited executive orders issued by the Trump administration that take aim at the Biden administration's diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility goals in efforts to reduce the carbon footprint of the nation's transportation system. If the child you love is hurting so badly they're harming themselves, you probably feel the pain too. Parents and caregivers may feel confused, angry, and helpless when they see signs that their child or teen is engaging in self-harm. They realize their child needs immediate help, but many have no idea where to begin. March is Self-Harm Awareness Month, and this spring break season, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants parents, caregivers, and those who work with young people to know that self-harm among those ages 10 to 19 typically increases following a return from school breaks and in the final weeks of the school year. Data on adolescent self-harm visits to Wisconsin emergency departments showed a nearly 10% increase in May 2023 compared to the previous month and a 24% increase in adolescent visits in April 2024 compared to the month prior. Self-harm refers to intentional actions taken to hurt oneself. It may be done as a coping strategy in response to stress, anxiety, or other emotional and/or mental health concerns. While someone who self-harms may or may not have the intention to die by suicide, self-harm may put a person at greater risk for repeated self-harm, suicide attempt, or death by suicide. Alongside community-wide efforts, DHS encourages parents, caregivers, and community service providers to support youth by recognizing the signs that may lead to self-harm and encouraging open, honest, and judgment-free conversations about mental health. Signs that a young person may be self-harming include increased secrecy, emotional withdrawal or changes in mood and behavior, reduced time with peers or family members, unexplained cuts, burns, or bruises, typically on the arms, legs, and stomach, finding razors, sharps, knives, or other items that may be used to self-injure, and keeping arms and legs covered even when it is inconvenient to do so. Parents, caregivers, guardians, and others looking to help a young person who is self-harming should take the following actions. Learn more about self-harm and find self-harm resources to support you and your child. Address the problem head-on. Do not ignore the problem or treat it like a passing fad. Listen without judgment and without trying to problem solve or put things in a more positive light. They should instead focus on confirming what they are hearing young people say and recognize when professional help is needed. Find information about the signs of a mental health crisis, including when to seek immediate help on the Crisis Services Identifying a Crisis page. The City of Richland Center, in conjunction with the Richland Center Fire Department, will be conducting a controlled burn in multiple sections of the Pine River bottoms within the city limits today, beginning around 6. Residents in the area may see smoke and flames during this time. Please do not be alarmed, as trained personnel will be monitoring the burn to ensure safety.